Chicken of the Sea is a debut children's book about three farm chickens. They wake up, they lay eggs, and go to sleep. They're bored and ready for an adventure. One day,
a rat pirate comes to the farm and he makes them his pirates and they sail the sea, but they're too dumb to be pirates. And then they arrive on the castle of the Dragonites. And they fight, and then they have a big party at the end.
That's Ellison Wynn.
Hello.
He's the author.
I created Chicken of the Sea, and I'm 6 years old.
Back when he was just four, Ellison got the chance to meet illustrator T. Bowie. He was so inspired by her work that he promptly wrote his own picture book, the first draft of Chicken of the Sea.
Well, Ellison, where did you come up with it?
That's Ellison's dad, Viet Nguyen, who helped him a little bit.
It came to me.
We've been asking authors and illustrators how they work together or apart to perfectly translate words or slightly insane stories about pirate chickens into pictures. In this case, it was a multi-generational collaboration for both the authors and the illustrators.
How it all happened was Viet actually just texted my mom.
While Ellison and his dad worked on the words, T. Bowie enlisted her son, 13-year-old Hien Bowie Stafford, to illustrate the book.
And then my mom was too busy to illustrate it at the time, and so she asked me if I wanted to try, and I thought it'd be really cool, and so I accepted. And then my mom also helped me with pointers on, like, the background or on, like, a posture of a character. We usually would work, like, after school or during the weekends when we had our time together. Really, the whole thing would look really bad without my mom.
That's actually not true.
That's T. Bowie.
I really was intimidated by the idea of illustrating this story because it's way more creative and imaginative than what I normally do, which is nonfiction. So I needed Hien's brain, which was like closer to Ellison's brain, to give me the raw material to work with. And so he did all the line drawings on his own.
When we were like making all the chickens, like when I first thought of like the idea of three chickens, I thought of them all having like separate personalities and just being unique. So we decided to do that first with like shirt color, but then we changed the idea to their actual like feathers being different colors and all of them just like having completely different personalities and being their own in a way.
If I had been the one to illustrate the story from scratch, I would have done a lot of research about different chickens, and I would probably overthought the whole process. But Hien just thought chicken, and then he drew this thing straight out of his imagination, and it was spot on. He always wanted to make things better, and he still looks at his drawings now and goes, oh, I could have done this better or that better. But the essential like gold that was there is still there, which is like the rawness and the imagination.
Ellison, do you want to answer the question about what was it like to work with Daddy?
Good.
Can you elaborate? Can you say a sentence?
It was great.
Well, for me, I had a really good time working with Ellison because it affirmed for me something that I think a lot of artists and writers know, which is that it's really crucial for us to try to tap into the playfulness that's inside of us and the child's capacity to think beyond the conventions that we've absorbed as adults. So I hope to continue exploiting Ellison in the future.
Chicken of the Sea was written by Ellison Nguyen and illustrated by Hien Bowie Stafford with help from their parents, T. Bowie and Viet Nguyen.
What's the moral of the story in Chicken of the Sea?
What's that?
What do you want a reader to take away from your book?
Nothing.
Nothing? So why end with the party?
Because I like happy endings.
You like parties too?
Mm-hmm.